Welcome back to another episode of Alchemidus COVID-19 2021 edition. I'm your host, Cole Stratton, subbing in for Kevin Pollock. Fun to be here, always is. Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, let's say hey to Craig Kukowski. Craig, if you were a wrestler, what would your persona be?
I think it would be kind of sweet, you know, and very pacifistic. And like every time a match would start, like I'd about to get in the ring and be like, no, I'm good. You got this. You know, you got this, bro.
He's never won nor participated in a match.
Exactly.
I love it.
Pacifist Patsy is his name.
Please welcome back Mr. James Heaney. Heaney, if you had to choose, what would your catchphrase be?
Oh, geez, that's an open-ended question. I think it would be, Oh, no. Can I have 1 second? Can you come back?
Your catchphrase is, can I have 1 second?
That's good.
Oh, wait, no, I don't want that.
That's a good one.
Wait.
Well, it is open-ended.
It's either going to be that or, oh, that's an open-ended question. One of those two, I think you're good with. Oh, boy, look over there. It's Chris Alvarado. Whoa.
Puppy cam.
Chris, if you were voted most likely to whatever in high school, what would it have been? Or if you were, what was it?
I was class clown.
That's not good. People are afraid of clowns.
Yeah. Well, also, turns out, yeah, class clown in my unfunny high school was easy. You know what I mean? Then they come around these pros, dude, and I'm like the least funniest person. So maybe most likely to be the unfunniest person in a comedy scenario.
Wow. Okay. Very specific. Very specific. Most
yeah, likely. Well, it's open-ended. It's open-ended.
Yeah, that's right. Wait, and can last, I have a minute?
Yeah, sure. And last, it's Joey Greer. Joey, looking back, what's a fashion choice you wish you hadn't made?
Oh, too tight of clothes. And just in general, there was a moment where I was wearing too tight of clothes. And it didn't help anybody. Nobody wanted it. And I'm glad that time has passed.
Too tight of clothes.
Too Joey tight of clothes.
Too tight of clothes then.
They don't let you try on clothes at Goodwill anymore, so you have to just get home and put it on. And
that's your catchphrase, James. That's your catchphrase. Let's do a damn show, shall we? All of our scene suggestions are gathered from listeners' emails or from our Patreon VIPs. To become a Patreon supporter of the show and enjoy exclusive content and other perks, just head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion via email, please write to the podcast at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Scene one is from Patreon VIP Jessica Green, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemy This is the light at the end of the tunnel, the peanut to my butter, the, well, I can't think of any more sayings, so I'm just trying to say you are all wicked pissa. Every person I've heard on this podcast, guests included, has brought me close to pee laughing. Anyways, my suggestion is that a dog owner can suddenly communicate with their dog, and the dog is much more gruff than expected. Keep on keeping on. P.S. Kevin, I don't think you get enough love from the fans. You're awesome, bud. I'd like to think of you as the podfather, the one who created it all. Jess, we'll pass it on to Kevin for you."
He'll never hear it. He'll never hear it.
Boom, 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 boom. Listen, all right, you better pay rent by the end of the day, and I know you got a dog in there. There's no goddamn dogs allowed in this apartment.
Shh. Good boy, good boy. Okay, shh. He doesn't know we're in here. All right, he's gone. What an idiot.
I think he does know we were in here.
What?
Buster. I think he knows we were. I think that's why he was knocking on the door.
Buster, you're talking to me.
Yeah, my name's not Buster, pal.
But
my name is Claudius.
Claudius?
Yes, like the Roman emperor.
Oh, I didn't. Yeah, like the Roman emperor, Claudius. Yeah, that makes sense.
Now, Buster's more of a nickname.
Well, it's kind of the name I gave you, so And your mind.
All right, this whole litter is adoptable. Just take your time. Feel which one you think you need. All right, visit with the dog, sir.
Okay, okay. Let's see. They all look pretty much just like dogs. Do they have different personalities?
No, but they do. We are all heirs to the throne, but Claudius here thinks himself to be the one chosen.
Don't call attention to me. Don't call attention to me. Come on.
Does not the blood of kings flow through all of us? Claudius says the crown should rest on his head.
Go forth, Claudius.
Are they having a conversation with each other? It looks like they're talking to each other.
Notice how all the other ones kind of acquiesce to that one there in the middle.
I don't know the word acquiesce. Could you?
Notice how they're kind of like bowing down there, you know, putting their heads to the ground.
He doesn't know the word acquiesce.
Oh, all hail. All hail, Claudius. All right,
stop it, guys. Stop it, guys. You're calling attention to me.
You see that that one puppy over there has like a little horn? And he keeps blowing it every time that the one in the middle there moves forward.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. So I guess I'll take the one that
Robbie,
looks
let's
like
put that horn away. What are you doing?
No, please. It's fitting for you, Claudius.
I guess I'll take the one that looks like royalty.
Worst day of my life.
Oh, come on. I've given you a good life, Buster.
You fed me nothing but dog food for 4 years.
But I, okay, well, what do you want to eat? Anything in the fridge.
Anything in the fridge?
Well, I mean, yeah, okay. Anything in the fridge.
You're going to let me have that that acai smoothie?
Oh, I guess. Are you sure it's good for you? Should I Google that? Or
it's an antioxidant.
Hey, Claudius. Welcome back to the dog park. Man, I've been running so fast today. What have you been up to?
Well, I finally was able to communicate with my owner.
What?
Yeah, finally got on his wavelength like four years late.
Shit.
I've been trying to talk to him this entire time.
We know. We were rooting for you.
Yeah.
Oh
my God, it's Claudius. It's Claudius, the one dog whose shit don't actually stink. I bow down. I acquiesce to you, Claudius.
Okay, well, looks like Rufus learned a new word.
All the dogs know it.
Hey, Rufus, all right, Rufus. Say,
okay, you know what my ass smells like, Rufus. Okay, just move on, pal. Move on.
Can't get enough.
Rufus, Claudius has good news. He finally communicated with his owner.
Yeah, I don't know if that's good news, but yeah, we're talking now.
What?
Janet, have you ever heard your dog, I don't know,
talk okay, sit to down. You? Sit. What was that?
Have you ever heard your dog like say something?
Like oh my words? Gosh. Me and my dog talk all the time. I love talking to my dog. You know, dogs can hear you.
Oh, well, no, they can not only just hear you, they can understand you. They can.
Yeah, I know. It's amazing. Dogs are like one of the most fantastic creatures in the world. When I think about dogs, I think about like pure humanity. I think dogs are like the purest form of humans.
All right, miss. Everybody's adoptable here. Just take a look at them and figure out which one you want.
Okay. Oh, my God. They're all so cute. Let's see. Oh, my gosh.
Get off of me.
Do you mind if I ask a couple questions and just like to get to like to see like which one I might like?
Yes. Okay? I don't know if you know this, but dogs can hear you.
Really?
Yeah. Science. What so go mean? Ahead, you know, ask questions, ask away, you know, try to observe
well,
their...
my question is, well, you said science afterwards. I didn't understand.
It's the science of auditory hearing. Look, why don't you go ahead and just talk to the dog, see who you want.
All right, guys, this is a big day for me, so don't fuck it up, okay? Okay, here she comes. Okay.
Like auditory, like auditorium?
Oh. Just, I'm sorry I brought it up. Just go ahead and, you know...
Damn, she seems kind of dumb.
I love learning. I love learning. I love understanding things. And, you know, so I talk to my plants and like,
okay, I'm going to hide over here. I'm hiding.
Did you know
over
that?
Here. I'm hiding.
I did know that. Yeah.
I don't think you're talking about the same kind of talking as I'm talking about. I'm telling you that I've been outwitted by my dog. I feel like
Put that hammer down.
What is going on over there, Janet?
My dog found a hammer. Look, I think I do know what you're talking about. No,
you're talking to your dogs. My dog is talking to me, and he's using sometimes reverse psychology.
So, Claudius, so what are you going to do today then? What's up? You know, communicate. What's the next step?
Well, I'm going to have a healthier dinner. That's for sure.
Hell yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sound good.
Yeah, just more balanced. I'm having some Brussels sprouts and an acai smoothie.
Ooh,
okay. I've heard about those. My owner doesn't have those. He just has some yellowish liquid called Mountain something. That's all he drinks.
Yeah. I mean, and what, you know, the stuff they feed us, that's like ground up intestines and shit like that.
I know. It's tasty. It's gross.
It's gross. I mean, we'll eat it. We'll eat it. We're dogs, it'd be nice to have something better.
And that's exactly where I've landed, because I'm like, why be antioxidant? I'm pro-oxidant. Do you know what I mean? Like, do you even know why oxidants are bad?
I don't know why oxidants are bad. Actually, it's something I've never really considered before.
Think of this for a second, because I saw this meme that really like explained a lot of it, which was oxidant is oxy-clean, which is oxygen, very clean, and dent is like Harvey Dent from the Batman series. Have you seen that?
Janet, yeah. You're smarter than I am. I think I need your help. I know this is going to sound like I'm trying to have a date with you.
Okay.
Would you come over tonight for dinner and just kind of keep my dog in check?
I would love to. I've actually been like really excited
to have a date. We're going to have a sleepover.
Oh, no. Really?
Yeah. So I'll get to hang out with you for a while. We're going to have some fun. Yes. I'll see you tonight.
Okay. Look, we hang out at the dog park. You're coming into my environment now? Oh, this is not good if he's falling for your owner. She's a QAnon weirdo.
I know. But, you know,
She's pro-oxidant.
Yeah, but she makes you think. She really makes you think.
No, it's bullshit.
Just, all right, well, we'll talk about it later tonight, I guess.
Whatever she says, do your own research. That's, you know, you should run from that. Oh, what a moron.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom.
I know you're in there. You got to have bread by the end of the day. And I know there's dogs in there. There's no dogs allowed in the apartment building.
Quiet, be quiet.
Just a couple minutes longer. He goes away. We leave the lights off.
I'm really scared.
It's pretty scary. It's pretty scary.
You should pay the rent.
I'm gonna. Okay. All right. He's
gone. Maybe I should get out of here. No.
You can't leave, because if he's out front, he'll see you leaving my place. Anyways, we can turn the lights on now. Okay.
Okay, Claudius, get ready. My mom is going to spit some knowledge. Sit back and listen to this. Listen to this.
Oh, I see you have a pair of khakis.
Oh.
Yeah. Do you know how they're made? Khakis? Well, I imagine it's... I don't know how they're made.
They'd like you to think that they would, but honestly, like, if you really want to know what they're made out of, it'd actually freak you the hell out. They're made of human intestines.
Wait, there's a conspiracy theory about khakis?
It's not a conspiracy.
Bing. Your dog's... Oh, shh. I don't know who that is.
Bing bong.
Well, usually my landlord knocks.
I'll get it. Hello?
It's Rufus. It's Rufus.
Rufus, what are you doing here?
I'm here to bust you guys out. I just had a feeling this was going bad.
Let's... You want to get out of here?
Okay. Yeah.
Look, I'm going to go ahead and knock the food off the table, run around all confused because I'm a big dog and I'm all gangly and I'm all limbs. And, you know, that'll give you a chance to get out the back door there, okay?
Janet, did you just let that St. Bernard in our house?
They're having a conversation. Let the dogs
talk. I've got whiskey.
Go.
My dog. Shut the door.
We're getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah, so this apartment was previously rented out by a tenant who had a dog, and I knew he did. All right, so just for the record, if you do bring a dog into my building, I will evict your ass so quick. But besides that, as you can see, there is one hanging light, which is yours to use, as well as a bathtub exposed.
at the back of the room.
Sounds good. I'm a person.
Yeah, we're a person. We're a person in a trench coat. Yeah.
Good, good, good. All right. Rent is due at the end of the month. Every month. You understand?
Okay.
End of the month. Got it. Got
great. It gives us an extra month.
So I'm going to need a deposit right now.
Oh, that's how they get you, huh?
Should I go poop in a box or something? I don't know what he needs.
I'm going to need money. What do you mean, poop in a box? Tell us that.
That's slang for make a deposit in your landlord's account.
He's on to us. He's on to us. Run.
I have whiskey.
Damn, I'm not going to be able to sell this room.
That's our first time.
It's just a room.
It's just a room. Scene two is Scott, who wrote, "Hello, Alchemists. Scott from Utah here. Longtime listener, first-time caller. Just like everybody else, I'm happy that this show seems to be the only normal thing left after COVID. I like listening to this podcast while I'm doing Utah things. You know, Utah things. As for my favorite scene, Snoofa on the Jerry Springer show has yet to be topped. Anyways, I'd like to draw from personal experience from my scene selection. I work as an environmental engineer, which is Latin for poop water expert. Because my job is so shitty, it has almost zero cultural significance, so I would like for your team to help raise awareness of such a maybe important profession. My scene is a day in the life of wastewater treatment guys. Don't know anything about wastewater? That's okay. Here's a few phrases to help you sound legit. Mixed liquor, dewatering, and of course, odor control. Thanks for making our days just a little more weird, Scott."
Yeah, I don't know what's wrong. I mean, it started coming out of the tap weird. So we just, I don't know. Mm-hmm. We just started I just let it run to see if maybe mm-hmm. it was just like a little bit of it, but it just, I mean, you can see.
We usually just go with the Mario Brothers, but they're booked up. So that's why we called you guys in.
Well, listen, Mario Brothers are great. They're great. We are better. We're better.
Are more of the science side, it seems.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. We use science. We don't just move things and break things and add pipes. We use science.
So are you going to be able to fix this, or how should we just go forward? Or
yeah, so this is how it works. I actually leave what you see here. I leave it here, and I go underground to the watering network.
So you are there. Like the Mario Brothers.
No. Because
they go underground too.
Okay, but I have this little vial here of chlorine, and I test while I'm down there. You see, but what
chlorine
I'm saying?
Will kill anything. So exactly. How is that like a testing thing?
Exactly. So I'm going to go down to the underground water network. It's a whole world down there. You don't need to bother yourselves with it. You guys relax up here. I'm going to go down there.
Well, welcome to the underground water network. How can I help you?
Hi, I'm actually going to go to 2404.
2404, you got it. Make sure to have your water badge shown.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, there it is.
Careful, the Drippy Brothers are around here somewhere. I thought they were put away. Acquitted. They were acquitted.
Shit. All right. Thanks so much. Okay.
Which two brothers are always dripping? The Drippy Brothers. I'm dripping today, that's for sure. And I'm moist. Oh, boy, what a day. There's so much precipitation in the air.
I changed shirts 3 times. I'm so sticky.
Damn, them's the pits. The armpits.
Oh, shit. Hey, pardon me, fellas. I'm just trying to get by. I'm going to 2-4.
Someone's trying to get past the Drippy Brothers.
Look at the dry guy here in front of us. Oh,
you're not going to be dry for long.
Not when you get done with the Drippy Brothers.
Drippy Brothers.
All right. I don't want any problems. Look, I'm here to make some liquor, you know, get that moving. So 2404 mixed liquor.
Situation. You know what they say? Fear before liquor, never sicker. Let's get him, Drippy Brother.
Liquor before fear in your ear.
Did they say we can't use the bathroom until he's done? Are we allowed to use the bathroom?
There was actually nothing said about what it was able
nothing
to be used.
Said, just right? So I don't have underground. To feel bad.
No, I guess.
Hey, excuse me. Did somebody call for the wastewater guys?
Oh,
we did. Mario, yeah. We actually just talked to the wastewater guys.
You guys were too busy. Nobody answered the phones.
Hey, we're never too busy. Hey, what's going on? You need us to take a look?
If you don't mind, I'd love to get a second opinion. I mean, we had someone from the wastewater management treatment. I don't know where the hell he's from, honestly.
The problem is he's still down there.
Hey, you mind if I punch this question mark right here?
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, where did that come from?
Coins! There's literally gold coins right here in your bathroom. You're missing
out. Those are mine. You can't just take those gold coins.
You have a secret bank account?
No, they're yours.
Wait, what is it? Do you have secret gold coins?
I mean, he found those coins in our house. He just punched that thing.
You just said that they're his. Or they're yours. Well, I'm just so goddamn confused.
Hey, Mario, I bring you the tools from the truck.
Hey, my brother Luigi, you got the tools from the truck.
It's me, Luigi.
It's me, Mario.
Doesn't have the same ring to it, but I say it anyway.
It's a catchphrase.
So just for the record, guys, if you find any gold coins in my house, those are mine. The question marks, the bricks.
Yeah, we are not arguing.
Now, as my client here has said before, that she believes that her husband, or soon-to-be former husband, was hoarding and stealing money from her. And that is one of the reasons for the divorce. Sorry. So just so we're clear.
Yes, I mean, like, he said he was stealing money. He said there was, like, all these coins or something in the house. Like where was that? Where was that money when I needed my surgery? Where was that money? Huh? Where was that?
Am I allowed to answer her directly, or is this something that I'm supposed to talk through you?
I think we're getting off track here. This particular case is about three missing plumbers that you both had hired.
It is about that. That's why I thought we were getting divorced. I didn't think it had anything to do with the money. Thought it had to do with the fact that...
You didn't think it had anything to do with that? He probably killed those plumbers
now,
just to
get
more.
Is this correct?
Coin.
Are you both on the record of saying that they went to an underground water network? Is that correct?
Yes.
I believe that's...
And you think that's a real thing? You think there's a world, a waterland of sorts beneath your home?
No, that's what they said. I don't know.
That's what they said. That's what they said.
Oh, there's another drip for you.
All right, guys. All right. I'm soaking wet already, okay? I'm soaking wet. Can I just get the 2404? I'm trying to do a job here.
Oh, you'll know when you're soaking wet.
Yeah, you'll know. Nah, you'll know when you're done with. The drippy brothers.
Guys, I don't want to have to do this to you, but I will dewater you right now.
Whoa. Put that dry gun down.
You put that down.
I don't want to hurt anybody.
This is all we got, man. This is all we got.
This is our life.
Okay, you're both crying now?
Oh, I'm dripping tears.
Okay, all right. I won't dewater anything. I just need to do a clogging situation at 2404. Maybe get a little odor control. You know what I mean?
Hey, can you let this in? We got a job for 2404. Oh, this is awkward.
What? Wait, did you let them in? Did they show you their badge or anything? Hey, Goofy,
it's me, Mario.
No, the guy who let me in, he just let you guys right in?
Well, excuse I'm on break. I mean, that was at the entrance.
Listen, you son of a bitch. I'm working this goddamn job. Okay, look, I've had a real tough day. I don't need any more brothers fucking with me.
Look, we no fucker with you. We just here to do a job.
But you're not here to do what to me?
A fucker with you.
Yeah, so this is the room, all right? Now, I know you told me you were divorced on the phone, all right? But I did hear gold coins in the background, so I know you got the money, all right? So, look, rent's due at the end of the month, and no dogs in the apartment building. Is that?
Oh, we don't own dogs. I'm allergic to dogs. You can count on me to not have dogs.
Who the hell is we? Huh? It's just you here, buddy, all right? And you told me you were divorced. Who the hell is we? Huh? What?
Well... Is there a dog
that you're going to bring in? Let me tell you. If you bring a dog into my goddamn apartment building, I'm going to kick your ass.
Okay, here I am, finally. 2404. Get the rent job. Oh, shit.
You've released me.
Would you like a wish?
Wow, I've heard about you.
I'm a water genie.
I'm not a genie.
I'm not a bad genie. Have you seen Wishmaster?
No. But you're a water genie, right? Well, let me make a wish with my...
You've never seen Wishmaster?
D-water gun.
Come on, I'm a magical thing. You've never seen Wishmaster for
please
real?
Please stop asking me that. No, I've never seen that.
Wes Craven, Master of Horror. He produced it. He didn't direct it. That's what I'm talking about.
You want us to return your copy of Wishmaster? I gotta tell you, there's no places to return them anymore. You've had that for so long. Sprite? What the fuck, I'm sorry.
Sorry, I was looking at my phone. Just dropping it off. Just dropping it off.
No, this is yours to keep.
We haven't
thought about this in years.
But you've seen it, right?
Well,
it's a little hard to remember.
It's not hard to remember. What are you talking about? There's so many iconic scenes, so many good specialist effects.
No, we haven't watched it. You know why? Our dad, he's a landlord. He died after watching Wishmaster, and it messed us up for life, made us want to drip.
Our dad, Marcus Drippy.
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Well, look, you're no longer welcome in the pipes of 2404, okay? I got to do a job here.
That's fine, but like, have you seen any Wes Craven?
I actually don't know who you're talking about, to be honest. I got to tell you.
Are you serious?
Back. Yeah. Would you say Master of Horror,
Wes Craven?
I honestly have heard the name, but I always thought it was Wes Craven.
Of course you've heard the name. No, you're confusing that with Kim Kardashian West or whatever. Listen, Wes.
Who's the one who did Royal Tenenbaums?
I don't know. I haven't seen
that. We know who Wes Craven is, don't we, Mario?
Oh, yeah, we are big fans. People under the stairs.
They're under the stairs. We under the pipes, but these people, they're under the stairs.
They're under the stairs.
Thank you for being here, Mr. Anderson. Thank you for being here, Mr. Craven. Look, there's been a lot of confusion in this industry. There's just not enough room for two Wes's. You know what I mean?
Oh, wait. Were you looking for Wes Anderson, the director of Royal Tenenbaums?
Yes.
I'm Wes Anderson.
And this is kind of what I'm talking about, if I'm being honest. But you are Mr. Craven, is that right? Wes Craven?
Sir? Yes, I am Wes Craven.
Would you spell that first name for me, please?
W?
Yeah.
E?
Wait, are you a dog?
Why are you talking to that dog?
No.
What? Can you hear him?
He's barking.
Oh my God. You know who's at that table? That's Wet Craven. That's Wet Craven over there at that table.
You look like a tourist when you point to people like that.
Oh, it's okay, fine. Here we are. Some champagne for you.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Diamond?
Is that Wet Craven over there?
Yeah.
Oh, Mr. Craven, we're big fans.
Big fans.
Huge fans.
We're dripping with admiration for you.
That's right. Hey, would you mind signing our anti-perspiration sticks?
Okay. Sorry to hear you got divorced in the time it took me to clear those pipes. But
we're sorry, too, because, you know, typically when the Mario Brothers do it, they're in and out, and I haven't seen them, and now I've got cops calling, and there's... my wife's gone.
Hold on a second.
What the hell happened down there?
I'm trying to figure this out, too, because I was clearing out the pipes at 2404, the home in which you lived in with your wife. Now you're in a new place, and I popped up here. Oh, the fucking water genie. She did this. I bet the genie's still in 2404. You know what? Hey, do yourself a favor. Get yourself a dog, okay? Fixes everything.
I'm not supposed to have any.
I'm
allergic.
I'm a mama.
Okay.
Oh, man.
I'll get a dog.
Okay, thank you.
And that's scene number two.
I love you, James.
What a sad guy. What a sad guy.
A long commercial for adopting dogs.
Scene three is from Patreon Double VIP, Catherine Wasser, or Waser, I'm not sure, W-A-S-E-R, who first wrote to us via email, and here's that. Hello, Kevin. First off, thanks for using my first ever scene suggestion. New astronaut arrives at ISS station for 6 month shift. What a lovely Christmas surprise. So now I've been listening to Alchemy This for about 6 months, working my way slowly both ways through your podcast. I bet Joey could explain how you can time travel in both directions at once, but maybe better not. So you all make me laugh so hard. And after 6 months, I just feel like, okay, that's enough of a free ride. I should start supporting their efforts to monetize their work via the web. This does not come natural to me. I'm a librarian by training, editor by trade, and I believe deeply in the information wants to be free model because A, I'm mid-century modern myself, so not native to social media land, and B, I've been more into books since The Cat in the Hat clicked for me at age 5. But as the mom of one of my best friends always said, c'est la goddamn vie. That's why I signed up as a Patreon VIP earlier today. Okay. Woo! Does that sound just too smarmy to be true? You're right. I am so busted. Yeah, it's really about getting VIP access for my scene suggestions. And here is my latest.
I bought it.
The top marketing team of a big pharma company is meeting to finalize the name of their latest drug to hit the market, which they expect to be a huge moneymaker. Have fun, Catherine from Tucson, Arizona.
Now, look, we all agree that khakis are taking a huge hit. Okay, people are finally coming wise into what makes khakis. So we got to figure out something else. Okay.
Hello? Hubbub. Peas and carrots. Hubbub.
We've already suggested hubbub and peas and carrots, Dwayne.
That's all I got.
It just doesn't sound like a drug. It sounds like food and a synonym for sound.
And if I'm being honest,
calm down. Look here. Let's just.
Well, I did background work before. I'm sorry, I had to say that. I've done background work before, and that's the way we would pretend that we're talking. Okay.
You bring it up every time.
Of course. Everyone do an Adderall right now. Everyone do an Adderall right now. Jesus, just eat it. Don't fucking snort it. Like, what the fuck? Just fucking take it.
I chopped it up and snorted it.
I saw what you did. We all did. Oh my gosh. All right, listen, we need to focus up. We need to get this going. We are pharma.
Wait a second. Pharma. That's it. It's sitting right in front of us. Chopped up Adderall.
chopped up, snorted up, snort. Adderall is good. I put it in my Bort.
Snort. Okay,
what's a Bort, though? We just got to figure out what a Bort is and then we're gold.
Is this just the Adderall talking or is this amazing what we're doing?
No, this is good. Okay. More. Everyone do another one.
Okay.
Yeah. The dread.
Okay.
So when I did background work.
Shut up.
What?
Okay.
Guys. Okay. I got
Adderall.
Some ecstasy.
Tastes so good.
Let's pass this around. This is pretty good too. Here.
Okay. Adderall. I mean, no, ecstasy.
You snort ecstasy?
So you can snort anything.
Guys, I have the marker. I'm standing in front of the white board. I have to ask one question.
Let me just play this. I got some music right here. Let me just play the music.
Yeah. Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah.
That feels good.
Right, let's do some whippets.
Okay.
I snorted an entire whippet.
Afterwards, Bart. What does the drug do?
What the hell? So this is the report you're giving me, huh? You all look strung out of your fucking minds.
We just need a little coffee.
And what the hell is this whiteboard that you just brought in here? That makes no goddamn sense.
That's a picture. We drew a cheeseburger on it, sir.
So what do you have for me? What are we going to do?
Cheeseburger.
I think what we're trying to say is we probably need 24 more hours.
One more day. We're this close.
Listen, I'm going to give you not only a day, I'm going to give you a week. Oh. And I want to make sure that you guys can focus so you're being sent to Las Vegas.
You gave them another week?
Yes. Can you pass the gravy? What's the problem, Dad, huh? You put me in charge of this, didn't you? I'm going to get it done.
If we don't come up with a name for this new drug, then Little Farm is going to take over.
Boys, you're my boys. Over. No yelling at the dinner table.
Grandpa, we're sorry. But listen, I'm in charge of this now. This is my time. Let me be in charge.
This is our opportunity, guys. This is going to be Little Pharma's day. Think about it. We've just been growing drugs in the backyard for years, and we can do this. We have an opportunity. Let's seize it.
It's time for Little Pharma to step up.
Who's got ideas? Who's got ideas? We got to do this.
11.
What? There's a reason why we're little farmer Six. Guys, and it's showing right now.
All right, guys. Penthouse in Vegas. This is Woo-hoo! Where the ideas. This is where the ideas flow.
Holy shit!
Speaking of flow, yeah.
Look,
yeah.
I'm looking down at the strip. I see little farmer here. Little farmer's here too.
Oh fuck!
Hey, are you know fucking what? Kidding me?
Oh, yeah, they might be here, but do they have Tiesto here with us? They don't.
They don't. All right, guys, listen, I got us a little something for the weekend, okay? Just so we can get our minds right, okay? Now, this is fucking pure grade heroin. Heroin.
I mean, isn't that
what do you do? Do you snort it?
What are all the questions about? There you go. Everybody,
that whistle is still in there.
Oh, jeez. Okay. That's a plastic nozzle you have in there, man.
I can't get it out.
All right. Go. Round table right now. Spin out names.
Round table? Okay, cool. Galahad.
Galahad. Good. I like it.
Arthur.
I like it.
Merlin.
Merlin.
Ding dong.
Who the fuck's at the penthouse door?
I ordered some chicken nuggets. It might be that.
Somebody order some chicks right now. And nuggets.
Wow, there's naked strippers of both genders.
That's not what I want. I wanted chicken nuggets.
Dad, just listen to me. It's going to be fine, okay? Can someone pass the gravy, please?
How much are we spending on this Vegas weekend?
Nothing. Minimal cost, Dad. A couple hundred million, nothing. Just to get the juices flowing.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Do we have a name yet? That's all we need, a name for the product.
Okay. Right now it's cheeseburger.
I like it.
This is an antidepressant.
And what's more antidepressing than a cheeseburger?
Look, I like cheeseburgers. Like we're gonna have to check with legal and see.
She's dead. She's fucking dead, guys.
She's fine.
This guy's still standing, waving his dick in my face.
All right, Nuggets, get out of here, Nuggets. We killed this chick, dude, for sure.
No, we didn't.
Like, go with my arm, dude. Like, go with my arm.
Guys, let's be practical. Let's just bury her under these $1,000 bills that they gave us.
Okay.
I have an idea. Okay. We get a dog, right? We put a dog, we cut the dog up, we put pieces of the dog in her. She wakes up.
Right you! Oh my God, the whippet! The whippet came out of my nose and impaled God. Nuggets!
Jesus Christ!
I killed Nuggets with my whippet!
Okay.
Tiesto saw it all. He's trying to go to the door. Someone stop Tiesto!
Get him. Get Tiesto!
Okay, so you're telling me we have to cover up a multiple murder now?
Look, man, the only thing I'm telling you is that we gotta
Don't call me right. man.
What do you want me to call Give me you? The green beans. Give me the green beans.
Okay, Give your okay, grandfather everyone. The green beans.
All right, listen, I got some bad news, okay? Bad news, Papa and Peepa, okay? Looks like my e-marketing team has killed someone.
Okay. Killed someone?
Okay, a real person or a stripper?
Can we pass the gravy? Just pass the gravy,
man. And to your father.
There are multiple gravies in front of you. Yeah, there are multiple gravies in front of you.
Fine.
Are you sad? Are you down? You don't have to be. Ask your doctor if cheeseburger is for you.
I
know you're in there. I can hear the TV going. I hear the TV in that don't make a sound, guys. Don't make a sound. Man, if we were only human, we could get this cheeseburger. It looks so good.
I mean, I look kind of human. I'm big.
Yeah, you do, Rufus. We should send you to the pharmacy and get some cheeseburger.
Yeah, go to the pharmacy. Yeah. Go to the pharmacy.
All right, I'll go get us some cheeseburger.
Next.
Hello, it is me, Dr. Morris Fishbein.
Hello, doctor.
Here to pick up a refill on the cheeseburger.
Okay.
Are you thirsty? Do you want some of my neck whiskey?
No, I'm fine. Thank you, doctor.
Okay.
Amanda, what do you mean you went out for a drink with a customer?
Nothing. He's a doctor. He's a regular. It's nothing.
he's a doctor. So because I'm not a doctor, because your father doesn't think that what I do for a living is good enough because I'm in wastewater management, you can just go have drinks with your customers now. Is that right?
Look, my dad doesn't like you because you don't know any of his work, his immense catalog of work. All right. He's the master of horror.
Oh, what are we doing? What are we doing?
I don't know, but it feels so right. It feels so right.
I took too much cheeseburger. I don't know where I am.
Oh, my God. I'm flying. I'm flying.
Oh, God, look at that lady. She just jumped out of a building.
I'm flying.
All right, bad news, everybody. Gather around. Gather around. Turns out cheeseburger, that's a side effect of cheeseburger. It makes you think.
Man,
you
we
can
killed
fly.
Somebody, man.
Shut the fuck up. We don't talk about that, Daniel. Daniel, we don't fucking talk about that, dude.
We fucking killed somebody.
We don't fucking talk about that.
I can still see that whippet shooting into his brain.
Oh, shut the fuck up. Shut up.
Now, we we're barely hanging out by a thread here, guys. Tiesto is laying low, but he could go forward with this information at any time because no one tackled him. We just let him go out.
A lot of us made a lot of bad decisions that weekend.
I looked at, did we include the side effects in that commercial? I mean,
no, we got to just do the same commercial. Daniel, we're going to need you to read off the side effects. Okay. Can you do that for us, man?
Yeah. All right.
All right. Here we go.
Are you sad? Depressed? You don't have to be. Ask your doctor if hamburger is right for you.
I know you're in there.
Where is Rufus?
Side effects may include nausea, bleeding, headaches, ulcers.
Rufus should be back
Vietnam
right now.
Flashbacks, inability to perform, earworms.
Look, I'm just coming to get the last of my stuff, and then I'm out of here. Okay.
Okay.
It was no, crazy... you're with me. I'm going to talk to my ex. Just give me a second.
Okay.
I didn't. When did you get the new dog?
New dog? More like new man. He's a doctor.
I'm Dr. Morris Fishbein.
Oh, Janet, do you mind just coming over here for a second?
Why? Are you going to propose to me?
No, I just have a secret I'd like to tell you.
Okay.
Janet. That's a dog, or it's a person that's not wearing any clothes except for a necklace that has a barrel of whiskey around his neck. Janet, you're smarter than this. You're the one that's taught me so much. Don't you see what you're doing? You're with a dog.
You are so sad. You are so sad. Have fun in your new life with all your gold coins.
All right, we got a problem, guys. Little Pharma came up with a product
called... killed somebody, man.
Hamburger.
Daniel. Killed somebody, man.
Put your mouth in the barrel of this gun, Daniel.
Oh, you like that shit? I can't
you like this shit? You're all here. Oh, now, we had a drug called Cheeseburger. The Little Pharma has one.
You're hamburger. Gagging him.
Someone's going to fix this.
Yeah, he's right. They just released Hamburger. The commercial's on TV right now.
Are you sad? Are you depressed? You should try hamburger because the Drippy Brothers love it.
Drippy Brothers!
Side effects may include dripping.
And dripping.
That's right. But that's it for the side effects.
That's pretty much it.
Pretty much it. That's the drippage.
Is that the whole commercial? Is that it?
Yeah, it sounds like they stole our product.
And they just sit there, like, not saying anything for another 25 seconds. It's kind of soothing in a weird way.
I figured it out.
How do we get rid of the body?
Daniel, there's only one bullet in this. We're going to do a quick round of roulette, okay? That kind of roulette.
That's not a spinning kind of...
It's spinning now. It's spinning.
Dutch roulette?
The gun's
so what do I do? Now. Snort it? Do I snort it?
No, wait. We'll see who it lands on. We'll see who it lands on.
Oh, well, I'm not. I don't care. It's still spinning.
It's still spinning.
Still spinning.
Well, I don't care where it lands. I'm not going to click that thing.
Wait a minute. Why is this gun not stopping spinning?
Maybe we're dreaming.
It's still spinning.
Maybe we're in a dream. Maybe we've been incepted by Small Pharma.
What the?
Small.
So as you can see, the patients who were given the placebo felt okay. But the four gentlemen in that room, well, they were given high doses of cheeseburger. Turns out there are some pretty radical side effects.
when you say radical, I just want to make sure that we are on the same page, because I think that sounds kind of radical.
Take a look through that two-way mirror, sir. Do you see that? Those men, they think they've killed somebody. They think they've got on a bender. They think they've been all over.
You ever look at these mirrors and think like, hey, what if we could see through it?
Shut the fuck up, dude. Shut the fuck up.
We killed somebody, man. We killed somebody. We took a life. That means just, have you seen Final Destination? Have you seen Final Destination?
No.
Is it Wes Craven?
I don't know. I think so. I think it's Wes Craven. Is it not?
I don't know.
Is it not? I don't know. Is it not?
No, I don't know anymore.
Is it not? I don't know if it is. I don't know if it is or not. Tiesto? Tiesto's here. Tiesto's here. Tiesto. Tiesto.
It's a me, a Tiesto.
I'm tripping. Holy shit, I'm tripping.
No, I see him too. I see him too.
Oh. Okay, Tiesto, can I make a wish?
Yeah, I still think radical sounds good. I mean, they look like they're having a fun time.
Look, it's up to you. Okay, we run the test here. You do what you want with the findings.
So you're telling me that as long as I advertise that these pills might give people a radical time,
that's right,
that my company will be safe because we've disclosed the truth.
I think that's accurate. Yeah.
That's now, it's good news.
It's up to you. You can release them now, or we can put them down.
Oh, I didn't know we could put them down. Put them down. No. Oh, put them down.
Okay. Hey guys. Hello? Hey, couple things. You're fine. I'm a doctor.
Let's start him.
And that's our show. Thank you to our alchemists. See what they're up to. Chris Alvarado.
Hey, thank you so much. That was so much fun. Cole, it's so fun to have you guesting again. We just love you so much.
Oh, thanks.
Of course, check out some of my stuff at Chris Alvarado on Instagram, chris-alvarado.com for some website fun. Thank you, everybody.
It's Craig Kakowski.
Yeah, let's get some action on that Alchemy This Reddit page, you know, some chatter and, you know, follow Alchemy That. To immediately find out if the episode you just listened to was any good or not.
James Heaney.
Thanks for tuning in. Check out Bear Supply on Twitch every Wednesday at 8 p.m. PST. It's twitch.tv/BS Comedy.
Nice. Joey Greer.
Check me out online at God Bless Chim Chum, spelled exactly as you think. Thank you.
Too tight to close. And I am Cole Stratton. Check me out at Cole Stratton or at Stratton Cole on social media. Please go to sfsketchfest.com. Our big benefit show is on January 30th. Not sure when this is going to air, but if it's before that, please go check it out. 100 plus performers, big stars, little stars, big pharma, little pharma, they're all there. So go check it out. It'll help us keep us afloat during all of this. Let's thanks our engineer and producer, Doug Bame. And the fine folks at iHeartMedia.com. Please write to us at yournamehere@alchemythis.com. That's yournamehere@alchemythis.com. Until next time.
Alchemy This.